From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Police in England say they have identified potentially suspicious items in a house in Wigan. Police say that a bomb disposal team is on site and the area is being evacuated as a precaution. Police investigations have led to 8 men being held in custody. These include 2 men who were arrested in separate raids early Thursday and a woman who was arrested Wednesday during a raid on an apartment north of Manchester, who has since been released without charge. Greater Manchester Police Chief Constable Ian Hopkins said progress is being made, but that it will take time.
These searches will take several days to complete. So as you would expect, there will be some localised disruption in and around those premises. However, it is vitally important that we continue those searches and do it very, very thoroughly.
British Prime Minister Theresa May discussed with U.S. President Donald Trump her concerns over U.S. leaks to the media revealing details of the Manchester bombing investigation. In a statement issued by the White House, the president said the leakers were troubling and he was asking for review of the matter. U.S. President Donald Trump also spoke at a ceremony to unveil a memorial symbolizing commitment to NATO members and the principle of collective defense. He said the fight against terrorism was of utmost importance.
All people who cherish life must unite in finding, exposing, and removing these killers and extremists. And yes, losers. They are losers.
Before the meeting, Trump called terrorism the number one priority facing the world. This is VOA. The United States Senate Foreign Relations Committee voted on new sanctions against Iran before sending it to the full Senate. VOA's Michael Bowman explains why it wasn't a unanimous decision.
Thursday's 18-3 vote by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee was hailed by its chairman, Republican Bob Corker.
The bill passed overwhelmingly today, and I believe will pass overwhelmingly on the Senate floor.
The committee acted days after President Donald Trump pledged common cause with Israel and Sunni Arab states to counter Iranian influence in the region. 8 of the committee's 10 Democrats backed the bill, including Senator Chris Coons, who said America cannot ignore Iran's ballistic missile launches, support for terrorism, or human rights violations.
All of these are areas that are specifically called out in the Iran nuclear agreement.
Ahead of the vote, a central figure in nuclear negotiations with Iran, former Secretary of State John Kerry, took to Twitter to warn that new sanctions could imperil the nuclear accord. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
A letter bomb exploded inside a car of former Greek Prime Minister Lukas Papadimos in central Athens on Thursday. The attack wounded him and 2 Bank of Greek employees. All 3 are described as being conscious and hospitalized in stable condition. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras condemned the attack. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, but Greek politicians have been targeted in the past by militant far-left and anarchist groups. Earlier this year, a group called Conspiracy Cells of Fire claimed responsibility for sending parcel bombs to the German finance ministry and the Paris office of the International Monetary Fund. A U.S. military investigation into deadly March airstrike that found a secondary explosion caused the deaths of more than 100 civilians in Mosul, Iraq. The U.S. Central Command said the investigation determined that Islamic State fighters had placed large amounts of explosives in a building that housed civilians and then began attacking Iraqi forces from that building. The U.S. Central Command said neither the U.S.-led coalition nor Iraqi forces who called in the strike knew that civilians were sheltered in the building. U.S. officials have also stressed to the Voice of America that the U.S. military is fully capable of striking one building while leaving its surroundings unscathed. For updates to these stories and more 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.